Another American composer, just be interesting to mention, is Charles Ives, who was a true American in spirit. I mean, he was extremely experimental, kind of almost a bit crazy, I think. His father was a band leader and musician and composer, and he would take little Charlie down to the center of Danbury, Connecticut, where he grew up, and listen to the different sounds, like the church bells coming from that direction and the marching band coming from that direction and sounds of voices, and then another marching band coming from another direction, and he'd say, "Now listen to all that together. That's real. That's music." And Ives takes that and adds those elements in, sometimes for fun, sometimes in a more serious way. The second quartet, second string quartet, is a very interesting piece. The first movement is called Discussions, second movement Arguments, and the last movement is called Call of the Mountains, and sort of a existential movement in which the four individuals, after having a discussion and then an argument, shake hands and climb up the mountain together to view the firmament. So it's a sort of mystical last movement. But the Arguments is great because it's an argument about a lot of things, about politics, about music.
Bartok wrote six string quartets that spanned the years from 1908 through 39. And early in the 20th century, he traveled all over Eastern Europe and into Asia Minor, collecting thousands of examples of peasant song. The influence of this ethnomusicological research that he did found its way increasingly into his own music. In the third movement of Bartok's fifth quartet, the so-called Scherzo alla Bulgarese, he's using a typical Bulgarian folk rhythm.
If you want to look at the history of string quartets, it's very clear that there are three giants and everybody else can fit around them. And it's clearly Haydn who invented it and Beethoven who developed it and took it really to the 20th century. And Bartok who transformed the quartet by adding new sounds to the quartet, expanding the string techniques using techniques where we put the bow on top of the bridge, getting this ponticello sound on the bridge sound, extreme pizzicato plucking the string, but plucking them in a way that the string bounces off the fingerboard and creates a snap pitch. Those are techniques that Bartok developed, and really, he was the first composer that changed the sound of string quartets, like Beethoven changed the sound of string quartets.
Dmitri Shostakovich lived a very, very difficult and dangerous life. He was, as a young man, had success as a composer and notoriety. He had an opera, Lady Macbeth, that was performed and very successful in both Moscow and at that time Leningrad. Stalin apparently came and saw the opera and realized two things. First of all, that here was a great genius, and also that here was someone that could be dangerous to his power, because it's interesting that monsters like Hitler and Stalin appreciated, if you want to use that word, art in the sense that they were aware of its power and felt scared of it. And you would think that they just wouldn't care about it at all. But what Stalin put the creative thinkers through in Russia, in the Soviet Union, is one of the more terrifying stories of any time. And Shostakovich was right in the middle of that through really most of his life. The Second World War came along, and he was a hero during that. And he was able to write music during that time that wasn't questioned. And the Third String Quartet is one of these pieces that was written about the Second World War, but also more than that.
In the 20th century, you have composers like Bartok and Shostakovich who each wrote very significant cycles that can almost stand alongside the Beethoven cycle of string quartets. Many composers have done it. The textures are open to all sorts of modernistic soundscapes. You can have great dissonance. You can have various lines going on at the same time and still somehow be comprehensible to the audience. You can have all sorts of harmonic possibilities. We're currently celebrating our 30th anniversary season. It's a challenge for a marriage or for a working relationship like a string quartet sometimes to stay together. But there are so many rewards.
You could put the best players together on the planet, and it doesn't guarantee a string quartet that can last for 30 years. I don't think we had any idea when we started that you would be going on for 30 years, and it turned out that we are very, very fortunate.
We've been playing an average of 100 concerts a year for about 30 years. And we have still not come close to finishing learning all of the string quartets there are. There are many, many pieces that we are still dying to learn. We're looking for ways to cram them into our already busy schedule, but that's one of the great joys of this art form, is the amount of endless exploration that one can make into music through the string quartet.